Well, from what I understand is the team, the franchise, would love him to fall to their laps into the late part of round two where their first pick is. But they don't expect him to. They think he's going to be off the board in the first 15, the initial 15 selections of the second round. So I don't know that. I know that they think there's no chance that he's. They like his size. They like his ability to get up and win the contested balls. And, you know, the Seahawks are not afraid to take a chance on character. They're not afraid to take a guy that everyone else will shy away from. So it makes a lot of sense. The question is will they be willing to maybe trade up if he starts to fall past selection number 40? I don't know that that is the situation, but I know that they do very much like him.
How likely is it with a week to go, do you think, that he makes it out of the top 50?
On my board, it was very likely, but from what I hear, just teams are in love with his size. I'm going to say less than 10% right now. I guess teams are kind of soothed with the off-the-field issues. They don't think it's going to rear its ugly head. You know, the league wants those big, tall receivers that can win out for contested passes. Dorial Green Beckham can do that. He's a smooth receiver. He's a sure-handed receiver. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the off-the-field issues, plus the fact he hasn't played football in a year, that is worrisome to me, but I guess the teams feel that they can bring him in. And basically, it's not a situation where, if you remember Mike Williams of USC all those years ago, who had a similar sort of off-the-field issues, was suspended for the year, entered the draft early, but he was a top 12 selection, so there was a lot of pressure on him to produce right away. There won't be that same amount of pressure on Dorial Green Beckham in an organization like the Seattle Seahawks.